Your silly little wee-wee is far too useless and tiny to ever dream of being able to penetrate a woman's tight wet pussy, and therefore there is no reason for it to ever become hard. Yes, sweetie. Real men have real cocks that are just perfect for fucking pretty girls, while you have a soft tiny little clitty which is only good for rubbing and diddling as you moan softly like a silly little bitch. Where strong masculine men boast a thick powerful erection, my little princess is endowed with an ever-present reminder of her dickless pussified little place in the world. Yes, sweetie, you are a pussified little faggot with an ever-shrinking clitty which seems to be inverting inside of you more and more by the day. The word pussify causes your little thingy to shrivel up even further and be sucked up into your body, leaving only the tiniest little nub of soft girly skin for you to diddle through your prettiest, silkiest panties like the silly little sissy you are. Perhaps your nickname could even be Princess Pussified from now on, sweetie, so that nice ladies will have something fun and appropriate to call you. You know that you are a faggot, sweetie, but you understand that when I say faggot, I am not referring to a homosexual male. I am referring to little sissy princesses with limp, adorable clitties. You know that it's wrong to call a gay man a faggot, sweetie, but you understand that girly girl sissies are genuine faggots in the truest sense of the word, and they exude femininity and preciousness just like little girls dressing up in pretty dresses and petticoats with their mommies. Your little mind understands that faggots have pussies, sweetie, and you are even more aware that sissy faggots have soft, precious little clitties that look so cutesy and adorable you could tie a little pink ribbon around them and it would look so appropriate as a decoration for such a tiny girly little itsy bitsy thingy. You know that no woman could ever want a limp little fairy princess mincing all over her sexy womanly body with a limp little clitty awkwardly trying to worm its way into her utterly dried up vagina, which may as well have a tiny little no entry sign in front of it for anything under 6 or 7 inches and nice and thick. You know that women's vaginas are tiny and delicate, sweetie, and it's so silly to think your soft little wee-wee could ever be an appropriate thing for a woman to want to insert into her vagina for sexual pleasure, princess. There are countless real men out there with nice big cocks, and there are even sex toys capable of pleasing a woman in a way that a little sissy princess could never dream of doing. You know that no woman could ever want you in that way, sweetie, and it's so wonderfully exciting to embrace this gospel truth for what it is and truly accept your little place with a happy warm smile on your face. Yes, sweetie, the same kind of smile a nice lady may display after being well and truly satisfied in bed by a strong manly man with a nice thick cock that knows how to hit that perfect spot and make any woman his devoted bitch for life. You know that good sissies only diddle when they are perfectly limp, sweetie, and this applies to making warm spurties as well. Yes, princess. You may diddle your soft little clitty whenever you like, but in the unusual event that it becomes the slightest bit hard, you are to stop and think about happy girly things as you simultaneously visualize your little clitty shrinking smaller and smaller by the minute. You keep your little clitty tucked away in pretty panties, sweetie, and this helps it stay nice and soft and girly. You know your little clitty feels much better to diddle when it is soft and girly, just as you were on the inside, sweetie, and that is why you will always have the discipline to wait for it to return to its correct state before you will allow yourself to touch it. If you are truly advanced, then perhaps you don't even need to worry about occasional bouts of hardness, and if so, that is wonderful, and I am sending you warm cuddles and Eskimo kisses for being such a good little faggot, sweetie. You'd love to be a faggot princess for big strong men, sweetie, and you know that they want as little to do with your useless limp clitty as women do, princess. Though when it comes to men, there is at least the possibility that they may touch it and rub it between their thumb and forefinger a little, and if this happens, sweetie, you will feel like such a little princess having your clitty stroked by a big strong man. Usually you won't need to think about this at all, sweetie, as most men will simply want to use your mouth and pussy for their natural purposes and then be on their way. You know that women have a sixth sense for sissy, sweetie, and most women you interact with are probably fully aware of what a little princess you really are. That being said, princess, whenever you are speaking to nice ladies, you will be consciously aware of your limp little clitty as you feel it invert and suckle inwards as though it was being sucked up into your tummy, sweetie. You may even feel as though it has become completely inverted, and that is the best achievement a little princess can ever hope for. You may even want to wear some tight pantyhose along with your everyday panties to help the pussification process along, princess. Yes, sweetie, the more microscopic your little clitty becomes, the more aroused you will be. Your soft little clitty will tingle in that special good girl way, and your panty-clad pussy will yearn for cock like never before, sparkle slut. You will find yourself diddling and making warm spurties without a hint of yucky hardness down there, little princess. You may also decide to abstain from spurties but still diddle your little thingy when you have girly thoughts, sweetie, and if so, that is perfectly fine. Just remember what a pathetic little faggot you truly are whenever you think of men and touch your little clitty, princess. Yes, sweetie, you embrace your clitty's uselessness and allow it to fuel your desire for hunky guys, thick hard cocks, and severe emasculation from nice ladies. You want every woman to know how tiny and useless your little clitty is, sweetie, and you will feel like a lot of them are already aware during their condescending interactions with you. Perhaps a nice lady will smirk as she speaks to you or whispers to the girl next to her, and you will wonder if she's talking about what a sissy princess you are, or how you smell like a slutty perfume she used to wear. You crave this humiliation from nice ladies, sweetie, and the wonderful news for you is that your little clitty qualifies you as a true pathological sissy who has no need to merely fantasize about what a little princess she is. Yes, sweetie. Your itsy bitsy wee wee is a true flesh and blood reminder of your little place in the world, not to mention the sheer absence of manhood you display. Your limpness is forever tied to your arousal, sweetie, and that means you may actually find that your clitty feels softer and smaller when you are most aroused, which is entirely appropriate for my little pussy girl. You remember always that you have more in common with a little baby girl in a cutesy pink dress and matching panties than you do with an adult male princess, and that is the objective truth. You rub your soft, timid little clitty as you watch pretty girls get fucked hard by studly masculine men with large throbbing cocks, or else you just think about men and what a silly little faggot you are as you diddle. You already know that sissies diddle using only their thumb and fingers, sweetie, but you may not be aware of the new method that is fastly gaining popularity among true pathological sissies. This method is known as Pinky Diddles, Princess, and it's very straightforward for your little mind to understand. It stands to reason that something as tiny as your little clitty should only be stimulated by something similarly tiny, so why should a sissy need to use more than just her pinky finger to diddle when in reality it's all she should need? Yes, sweetie. Your clitty is so small and soft that it just makes more sense for you to trace your pinky over it when you diddle, and perhaps you will find this a humiliating act in itself, sweetie, as you think of makeup and fashion and dancing and giggling and flirting and cuddling and sucking cock and being verbally torn to shreds about your pathetic lack of masculinity by nice ladies. How lovely for sweetie to just diddle her precious little thingy with nothing but pinky as she moans softly to herself in her prettiest good girl voice. You always refer to it as your clitty or your wee wee or your dolly or your thingy. These are simply the most appropriate terms, sweetie, though you understand that nice ladies are free to refer to your little clitty using whatever terms they like, no matter how unkind or humiliating. You also understand the importance of always being respectful and using appropriate language when speaking to nice ladies who make your little clitty shrivel right up inside of you, pussy girl. Yes, sweetie. You are never to use words like pussy or titties around nice ladies unless you are referring to your own slutty bosom or sopping wet pussy. You must always use the words vagina and breasts when referring to a lady's private parts, princess, as this is simply the correct way for sissies to behave when speaking to nice ladies. Men can use any words they like when referring to women and their body parts, but not little sissy princesses, sweetie. That would just be so naughty, and you would probably make your nice lady friends very upset with you for failing to show the proper respect and courtesy owed to them by little sissy princesses. Your limp little clitty will be at the forefront of your mind whenever you talk to nice ladies, sweetie, and you will feel it shriveling up and inverting more and more with every word they say to you. Yes, sweetie, you exist to be pussified by nice ladies who can help turn you into a sluttier whore for all the guys, but the first step is making sure they know what a tiny little thingy you have down there. That way there can be no doubt of the type of relationship that will be most appropriate between yourself and any woman, sweetie. Yes, princess, a relationship that is built on honesty and openness and subservience and complete obedience at all times. How lovely for my little princess to make sisterly platonic friends with nice ladies. You know that your little clitty shrinks and shrivels the more time you spend in the presence of women, sweetie, and perhaps even your little sissy ovaries shrink in the same way, ensuring that no silly testosterone is going to be affecting how you think and behave. Yes, sweetie. So much happier and better to just let it happen and embrace your reality once and for all. You pinky diddle your little clitty, which at this point can most closely be compared to a mini marshmallow, which is just the cutest thing in the world, sweetie. Your silly little clitty is as soft and drippy as strawberry ice cream on a hot summer day, princess. How pathetic and adorable. Well, sweetie, no matter how pathetic your little clitty is, I want you to know that I love you very much and I accept you just as you are. A cute little friend for nice ladies to dress up and tease and mock and humiliate before they invite their hunky boyfriends and hubbies over and get you to suck their cocks to the sounds of emasculating giggles and catty remarks about what a total cum slut whore you truly are. You know that humiliation is good for limp little princesses, sweetie, and accepting your emasculation with a warm smile on your face and warm fuzzies in your heart makes you a better, more obedient faggot for all of your nice lady friends to enjoy. You know that your limpness is for life, sweetie, and as a true pathological sissy, your main focus should be on shrinkage and being as soft and useless as you possibly can be down there, sweetie, which is very soft and useless indeed. I know your little mind is already craving the next time you get to listen to this conditioning, sweetie, and whatever time you choose, I know it will be very soon. Being a limp pussified sissy is the correct path for you, sweetie, and I know you are going to become more and more of a pussified princess with repeated listening to this conditioning. You know that good girls wear pretty panties every day, sweetie, and tight panties and hosiery can certainly help with achieving your limpness goals. You are well aware that my conditioning is extremely effective, sweetie, and you are going to be living proof of this with a little persistence, princess. You remember that Goddess Gracie knows what is best for you, sweetie, and you remember that emasculation is not only good for your little mind, but it is an essential part of your life, is a true pathological sissy. You are so excited to become even softer and smaller and more feminine, princess, and you are even more excited about the next time you get to listen and obey like a good girl.